9. Good morning. 7:40. Brock Hunter.
Yo. Good morning. How you doing? Here we go.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're hiring with amazing benefits, better pay, bonuses, and room to grow. Special-Lite.com. Your topic for today, what's something someone can do to make you instantly dislike them? Like, nah, I don't like that. I'm not saying maybe hate the person. You're just like, nah, I don't like that person.
I don't know, maybe people that wear Carhartt hats that don't work construction. Ladies.
Just saying.
You're so angry about, what's that, when you see a chick wearing a Carhartt hat? It's taking pipe and laying pipe are two different things, Stephanie, all right?
Totally different things,
totally
man.
Different things.
You know, there are a lot of ladies out there that wear construction. You know what? Boom. True.
Wear Carhartt. Wear it all day long. Who cares?
Wear it all day long.
Yeah. But for you, Becky.
Becky.
Take it off.
Come on. Come on. All right. I got another one here. And it's a story. So I'm gonna tell you a story here, and it involves what happens in the story. So we're bowling one night, right? Having a good time. Bowling for a couple hours. Go across the street to a bar, hanging out at a bar for a little bit. Well, there's two girls bowling, like, lane next to us, right? The whole night, just, you know, passing each other. Hey, what not? We didn't really say anything to each other. I'm with my wife and with our friends, blah, blah, blah. We go to this bar. Well, the two girls go to the bar, too. At the bar and passing by, I'm like, hey, you guys at the bowling alley. How'd you bowl? Both of them looked at me. We're married. I'm like, yeah. How'd you bowl? We're married, and they hold their hands up at this point and show me their rings. So I'm like, yeah, me too. I'm married too. Yeah. This is my wife right here. How'd you bowl?
Yeah, just ask me.
And they both, dude, rolled their eyes and walked away instantly. Hated. I'm serious, dude. I was furious. I had to leave.
Yeah, it ruins the night right there.
I didn't ask if you were married. How'd you bowl?
Listen, you're not that hot. I'm not trying to hit on you. I'm just asking.
Come on, dude.
I'm being friendly.
You instantly go to, like, you think I'm, here's my wife. I'm married, too.
How'd you bowl?
How'd you bowl? Dude, they didn't like that.
You're a pervert. Like, oh, my God. You're a pervert.
Let's get out of here. Whatever.
Jesus. That's a good one. All right. You dislike those people. Very good. Very good. You had said you had three. You have one more?
I had three. I have one. This one, when somebody likes something too much. It's like
it makes you dislike them. That's what it is.
It's like, dude, you're always talking about this certain thing. Every time I'm like, dude, you redirect the conversation.
Yeah. You just find ways to bring it back to that.
We get it. You're in love. I don't know. It's just like if you like something too much and you talk about it too much, like I instantly don't like it.
No, you don't like it, or you don't like the person. You don't like it, or you don't like the person. Have you ever got?
Well, it's just like I don't like whatever it is they're talking about, because you talk about it so much. Like I'm starting to not like it. I ain't even tried it.
Yeah, I don't like you. I don't like it. I don't like anything about this. Just letting you know.
Well,
that's good.
Maybe I'm petty, but
yeah, a little bit. It's okay. This is a petty topic. All right,
this really is.
Mine is super petty. All right, what's something that someone can do to make me instantly dislike them? Talking on speakerphone on their cell phones in public. If you do that, I don't care if it was Mother effing Teresa, all right? If she was on her phone on speaker in public, I'm going to be like, this lady sucks. I don't like you.
I was next to a guy the other day. I was watching like a YouTube video or something. Full blast.
That too. Like
no regards of what's going on around him. Like everybody in the room was like looking at each other. Like is this really happening?
Is this a thing? Like I can't. Jesus. All right. Yahweh could come down and he could have one conversation on his phone, on speaker in public. I mean, that's it. I don't believe in you anymore. I don't like you. Not one bit. Don't do it. I don't like you as a person. You're not that important. It's not hard to take it off speaker. Okay, if you're in your car, your bike, go for it. Put it on speaker all you want. But if you're in public, on your phone, and it's on speaker, and I have to hear everything, I don't like you.
Why is that guy always walking around, too, you know, like furiously walking around, screaming into his phone, too, you know?
They didn't get hugged enough as a child. They need attention. That's what it is.
What job is this guy doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You look very antsy. You look like something's like an emergency all the time.
He's a businessman. Don't you know he's very important? That's why he's on his phone in public on speaker.
Do you think these people do it on purpose to like display their importance?
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure.
I'm important. I got a speakerphone and I got to yell into my phone. And
mentally, they're the same people that record themselves working out. Mentally, they think they're so important that
slap the phone out of their hands. That's what you do.
That what they're doing is so important that everyone needs to know that they're doing. What is going on? Because if we don't know, we're not in on it. All right. We don't get how important it is. I don't like.
See, here's the other end of that, though. I had a conversation with my buddy the other day for like 10 minutes until I realized he had an earpiece in. Talking to somebody else.
Earpieces, luckily those have kind of gone away for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, they're not as prevalent. That weird Bluetooth phase that we all went through, like mid-2000s, where everyone had a Bluetooth, right? It was like the biggest thing.
Dude, you know what that does to you? You start to think about, what did we talk about? Yeah. Legit, like 5 minutes I was sitting there talking to this dude.
Yeah. It's amazing. The conversation just worked out. It's worked out. God, he is bringing none to this conversation. He's just saying random things at this point.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm asking him about his family, and he's talking about, I don't know, it's weird.
I felt like such a moron after I realized.
The only other thing that I would say that something someone can do to make me instantly dislike them is if you're rude to, like, servers or, like, you know, anyone behind
That's a great answer.
That just makes me dislike you to your core. To your core, I just think
somebody is rude to a server. Oh,
yeah.
Who are you?
Like, what do you like? You woke up thinking like that's okay to do.
Like, well, it's like extra nice. Like, I feel bad.
I go over the top, like almost to the point where it seems maybe even condescending. But it's like no. Like, I, you know,
like I'm not special. Why are you serving me? I don't know. I just feel weird sometimes.
Well, anybody.
But the people that are mean to servers, you're a special type of terrible.
No one likes you. No one likes you. And not even just service. It's cashiers, anybody working a window. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, I don't get why you're so angry. Because you think you're better than I just, it just makes me dislike you to your core.
You need a dirt nap. That's what you need.
That's what you need. You need Mike Tyson to punch you right in the face. Right in the face. Anyway. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something someone can do to make you instantly dislike them? Like, I don't like this person. I don't like him. Seem like a jerk. We'll be back with more. Stick around. Well, good morning. 755, Brock Hunter.
Coming in hot. That'd be one person louder than you, man. Lil Jon.
Barely. Just barely. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What's something someone can do to make you instantly dislike them? And we're not saying hate, but maybe just kind of looking back, I don't like that person.
Yeah.
I don't like that person just in general. I can just kind of tell they're the kind of person that I don't want to hang out with. That's okay. We got some great answers on Facebook. Melissa said lie.
Liars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Walking around lying all the time.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's like, you can't really lie your whole life. People start to catch on after a while, you know?
Yeah.
People aren't dumb.
You know. You start with one little lie, and then it snowballs.
You ever go to school with, like, somebody lied all the time? I did.
Oh, yeah. We all had that one kid. We had a kid in high school who said he shot the music video for that song Tipsy. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. Yeah, he said he shot the music video for that. He was from the Milwaukee area. The whitest kid you've ever seen in your entire life. And he's like, and it's like, dude, he would not
deny it. Come on, bring the tapes, man. Show some proof.
Nah, I can't do that. It's like, okay, all right. Well, we don't believe you. That's what
we went to school with a boxing champion.
Oh, you did?
Boxing champion out west. Yeah.
Never know. You can't
check.
Never
had any medals.
We didn't have Google back then, though, to check.
No,
that's
Google,
the problem.
Right.
You just had to believe it.
You had to go out there and watch it, you know?
No, I can't. I retired. I hung up my gloves. we got some more answers on Facebook. What's something someone can do to make you instantly dislike them? Chrissy said, to elaborate on Brock's, when someone is at the checkout on their phone, put the phone down and pay attention to the cashier for two. Yeah. That's true, too.
Move along, Grandma. Yeah, let's go.
You know what? Just say, hey, I'll call you back. Put the phone, put your phone in the pocket and go.
I had somebody, like, writing a check in front of me the other day. Took forever.
Yeah.
Like, who writes checks anymore? 2022. Yeah. Come on.
If you write checks, I actually, you know what? If I see someone writing a check, I instantly dislike you. You know, it's kind of the same thing, and I'm going to say it right now. If you're one of those people that only pays in cash, I'm starting to dislike you a little bit, okay? Yeah. Like, there's banks, all right? There's not like
Now you can just tap your card. Like, yeah. Literally tap it, boom, you're out. Boom, yeah. I'm out. Yeah. See you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just like, and if you're a place that doesn't take card, I'm never shopping at your...
You know what I use cash for now, Brock? Keno. That's about it.
Strippers. That's it. That's it.
Strippers and Keno.
Strippers and Keno. That's the only thing. Or maybe buying something off of Marketplace. Maybe. Maybe. Even then, a lot of people take PayPal now.
Right.
Let's see. Jesse said, anyone who waits the last minute to use their blinker... Or not at all. Yep. I'll instantly dislike you if you don't do it. Just not knowing the basic rules of the road, I'll dislike you. I'll be like, God, take your...
Some people use it like after the turn.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Thanks. You know what I do a lot, and I like call myself out for it too, is I'll use my blinker even in like my parents' driveway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, there's nobody behind me.
It doesn't matter. You just be used to it. It should be
But, you know, it's natural.
It should be natural. Turning on your blinker should be as natural as breathing, okay? It's you know, I'm going to go on a rant.
Involuntary.
It's required by law. Like, it's not an option. It's not like, I feel like using my blinker. I don't. And you have to. It's required by law. It makes me so angry. People, there are so many people that have their license effing revoked, all right? Yeah.
Here's a question.
All right, what?
Do you use a blinker if you're going straight through a roundabout, do you still use your blinker?
Yes. Yeah, you do, because you're going around. You're going,
if you're not taking a right, though, you shouldn't, because you're going straight.
I guess. You know what? I'll say there, I'll let it slide there. For me, it's still such a tick. Like, if my vehicle is merging that way, the blinker's on. It's on. It's like, all right, this is where I'm going. You can see, just so you know, my vehicle's going this way. That's why it's there. Because I can't say to you, hey, I'm going this way. Right. But that one, I guess, yeah, probably not. But
not to mention, why aren't there roundabouts everywhere?
They're slowly becoming there everywhere. I remember
why not? Come on.
My hometown, where I grew up in Wisconsin, was the first one to get a roundabout in the state. Dude, it was so many people ran into